So just remembering all those sweet things that we, you know, left behind, just kind of brought it all back to our memories. It was hard to think about all that when we were in the throes of packing and leaving and moving and the stresses of all that, making sure we had a paperwork and all that. And then everything that's happened since we've been here, I haven't spent a lot of time reminiscing about Turlock necessarily. So
yeah,
it was a nice reminder of just, yeah, why we loved it. And, you know, like Eddie said, we didn't leave it because we hated it. Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 9 of the Pana Familia podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos! Hola a todos.
Hey everyone. We're back.
We're back. Sorry, it's been a little while since we've had a chance to record an episode here. But we're back and we're going to get back into it.
Right? Yeah. Basically, we're going to talk about California today. Why we haven't recorded, to all you loyal listeners out there.
Loyal listeners.
I was looking at the top charts on Spotify podcast and we were in the top 10, but that's okay.
And it's your fault.
It's your fault.
It's your guys' fault. So yeah, we're going to talk about our trip to California today, why we went, what we did, what we ate, how it was,
what it was like leaving. If you wonder what we did is basically, at least for me, all I did was eat.
All you did was eat.
But yeah, we left like on a Wednesday. From Las Lajas, drove to Panama City, stayed in this hotel called Megapolis, and it was like, on the photos, it looks fancy. It's right on the water in the middle of Panama City, and it has like a funky design to the building.
Well, it was the old Hard Rock
Hotel. Yeah, it was the old Hard Rock Cafe.
Hotel and casino, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And we pull up there, and it was like, oh, wow, this place is fancy. There's all these, like, musicians on the wall, like, pictures from, like, the old Hard Rock. Like, they didn't even take those down.
Yeah, they left all the old decorations up.
Yeah.
Like, rock and roll stuff everywhere.
And we got...
but then, like, an enshrined outfit of, like, an indigenous person from Panama right next to it.
Yeah, so. And then Roberto Duran, too, was also there, his boxing gloves and everything.
Like trying to like slowly transition everything to
Panama,
from Hard Rock to Panamanian
culture. But we got there, we got this room like on the 20th floor overlooking the ocean, and it was like this weird, like old, new.
Like, yeah, it felt kind of run down, but it was like, I don't know, it's just like nothing was updated. So I feel like I was in a room from like, you know, 2002 and just maybe.
Yeah, it was nice. The AC, I mean, like, it was just a nice room, but everything was just, like, so outdated. Yeah, there was just not a lot of places to eat. I mean, there was a lot of places to eat, but we were looking for something a little bit more cheaper, not, like, fancy.
But we shouldn't have got it. We should not have got a hotel right there.
Yeah. There was a sandwich shop that I wanted to go to, but nobody wanted to go to. But that's all right. She just gave me a look right now. For the people.
I wouldn't even consider it a sandwich shop. It was like a shack on the side of the road and had like two sandwiches on the menu. And they didn't even look good.
They looked good. It looked like fresh bread that was toasted
Just
with meat. Anyways, all right, now we're getting back into our nice evening dinner of me not talking to my wife because I was upset. What?
He like doesn't get moody very often, but... that dinner, he just had like a scowl on his face the whole time, did not enjoy himself.
Because I didn't want to eat there. I wanted to eat the sandwiches.
I got a steak and it was great.
I got a pork chop and I got sick. Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Anyway, so then, yeah, we went back to the hotel and just relaxed, enjoyed the room. The room was really big and nice. So we're just enjoying the AC and the views and
nice big cozy bed.
Nice big cozy bed.
Yeah, it was nice to just enjoy that. Yeah. And then our flight left at like 1 the next day, so we didn't have to rush over to the airport.
Oh, the hotel had a really nice like breakfast buffet.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the one thing that was really nice.
It was almost like too much. Too many options.
Yeah.
It was this huge, I don't even know if you'd call it, yeah, I mean, it was a buffet, but it was like 7 different sections and like a make your own omelet station. And it was a little overwhelming, to be honest.
So yeah, then we went the next day, we weren't really in a rush to the airport. Everything went pretty smooth, I think.
Yeah, there was no hiccups this time, right?
There's no hiccups. So yeah, okay, we got to the airport and then we got to the terminal.
And it just seems so easy compared to the last time. I mean, the last time we flew all together as a family was us coming here, which was a nightmare just because it was like
so much stuff. Yeah.
And the dog, and we were running late and all that. But like this felt like a, you know, just a few suitcases, a couple backpacks, and
yeah,
it's like so simple.
It was busy at the airport because it was like the middle of the day, so there's like a lot of like a lot of layovers, a lot of people flying. Like, it's funny because, like, when you go to the front, it doesn't seem busy because, oh, we got our tickets and we went through security. Security was 20 minutes. I think we just walked up to the very front. There wasn't a big line.
Yeah.
And then when you get in the actual airport where all the gates are at and it's busy and you're like, oh, yeah, because this is a big layover.
Layover airport.
Yeah, so people are coming in, coming
out. It's like tons of connecting flights.
Yeah, so many connecting flights here. Yeah, so then we got on our airplane, and it was a 7-hour flight, and that was probably the hardest part.
Yeah, because it was like a daytime flight.
It was a daytime flight, so the kids didn't sleep. Jude and Jean did really well. At least it seemed like from my seat.
Yeah, Jesse was just.
And then I was sitting.
I don't know what was going on with him. I was crazy.
Yeah, I was sitting next to Jesse, and Jesse was going crazy.
But ever since breakfast, remember how he was at the buffet?
Yeah, at the buffet, he was crazy too. So then it was probably about 3 hours of him being crazy.
He's our almost 4-year old. But yeah, anyways, on the plane, then it took him. After the first 4 hours, he finally fell asleep because
we had
five seats.
So we had one seat that was just a random person, and eventually
Eddie was sitting next to
and
them.
I was sitting next
Eddie
to
and
them.
Jesse were sitting next to the stranger guy.
So I was in the aisle, Jesse was in the middle seat, and then the stranger was in the window. So then the stranger guy was really nice, and then eventually he said, hey, do you want him to see if he wants to sit by the window? So they're like, yeah, let's try that. So he sat by the window, and so I was still sitting in the aisle, and the guy was sitting in the middle, and then like Jesse got really serious because like, oh, I don't know this guy. He's sitting between me and my dad. And he kind of just like got really quiet, and then next thing you know, he's just sleeping.
Yeah, so it worked,
and he slept the whole rest of the way, the last 3 hours of the flight.
Yeah.
And the guy was really nice. He was an American visiting his family in Chile. So then we finally landed, and customs was pretty busy.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
customs. Yeah, we had to wait forever.
Yeah, there was a big
line.
My dad
was picking us up, and he thought he was going to be late, but he ended up having to drive around waiting for us because it took so long. Because there was only like two people. Remember?
Yeah.
Like two customs officers.
Yeah. So there's times when you land and there's like no one there, and there's times when you land like and there's four other flights that are landing there. And we were there. There's a flight from India.
Oh yeah, and China.
And China,
right? All the boxes, or
and no. Mexico. No, it's Mexico, because I remember seeing a bunch of people like Mexico, like they were just like Cabo or something like that.
Yeah, but where were all those boxes from? Like Indonesia or something? Remember all the boxes?
Oh yeah. I think it was Vietnam or something like that.
Oh, Vietnam. That's what it was. Yeah. So it was like India and Vietnam and Mexico and Panama.
So then you know there's a American citizen line, and there's like an actual like you're here visiting on a visa.
Mm-hmm.
So you know
a tourist line.
The tourist line.
Yeah.
So we went to the American line because you know technically we're still Americans. For a lot of people think like we renounced our American citizenship. No, we're still American citizens. So we went to the American line, and the kids were just going crazy there, and just like they were excited.
It was like 6:30 California time, and which would have been 8:30 our time. So it was like past bedtime for them.
Yeah.
And they'd been on a plane, so like they weren't going crazy. They were just very energetic, wanting to run around, stretch their legs, and people were like, "Oh, what did that one kid say? That one guy?
Oh, something stupid." He said,
some guy made a comment about them being, hyperactive or something. You got some hyperactive kids there, and I was like, they're just kids.
Their kids are like 7'4" and 1 or 2. So then we finally went through customs, no problems. They let us through. They still love us in America. And we just got our bags and...
It wasn't as dramatic as I kind of thought it would be. Not dramatic, but like, whoa, we're back. Like America, you know? I don't know. It just felt kind of like, oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. We're back in San Francisco. And so we got our bags and Nicole's dad was waiting there for us. And
it was cold.
It was cold.
And we weren't dressed really appropriately. My dad was freezing, remember?
Yeah.
He said it was like 100 in Turlock, and then he showed up in his like his jersey, and he was like shivering.
Yeah, shivering. So then we got in the, you know, Nicole's dad's car, or Yukon, and we just hit the road, and we've been planning this drive for a very long time, and our first meal was In-N-Out in Pleasanton. And it was beautiful.
It was. It would have been slightly more enjoyable if I had pants and a like sweater.
Because
I was freezing.
It was cold.
Like you get outside, it was windy and like, I don't know, like 50 degrees?
Yeah.
Which isn't like freezing, but like that's cool if you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was windy. And then we go into In-N-Out and the air conditioner's on, of course.
Yeah, it's freezing. And that was kind of like the recurring thing for our trip. Was like we feel like we didn't sweat at all during the whole trip, and it was cold in the beginning. Cold in San Francisco, like it always is, and then in Turlock, it was actually really nice. It was like 70s.
It was cool. Yeah,
it was cool. It was
like
really
a lot
nice.
Cooler than it normally is in May.
And then we're like, wow, this is really nice. This is like the perfect weather. And then we knew there was a heat wave at the very end coming through. And like I think the last day was 102 in Turlock
when we were driving.
And then I remember. I went outside. We're at Wesley. I'm getting really far ahead of our story, but I just wanted like I went outside to get gas, and I was like, 102 dry is cooler than 85.
No, it was at In-N-Out, right? When we got out of In-N-Out on the last before we left,
and I got off at Wesley too, so I got off twice.
When you were getting the gas,
yeah, and I was like, okay. I just don't sweat here anymore.
No,
because I don't think we sweated the whole 2 weeks.
No, I went on like multiple bike rides with my mom and my aunt, and we did like a whole family bike ride once. And granted, it wasn't like 100 degrees when we were bike riding, but still, like you ride a bike for an hour and a half, you would think you would sweat. I think maybe there was one drop of sweat in my armpit or something.
Yeah.
But like I was just like, woo, like fresh. I had my hair down. Like usually I can't ever wear my hair down here because my back is always just so
soaked,
sweaty.
So yeah, we just really noticed a difference between we noticed a big difference between humidity and dry heat. So anyways, then that night, let's rewind back to the In-N-Out. We finished our In-N-Out.
And it was really good. And all the boys were like,
ugh, yeah, we were just going crazy.
Cramming it down.
Yeah. Just being complete slobs. Like we haven't ate ever in our lives before. I got a 3x3 animal fries.
I only got a double double the whole time. I never got a 3x3 because I was never like hungry enough.
Our stomachs have shrank since we moved down here.
No, it's just a lot of times we would go there after like a long day of working hard on the farm. But like I didn't do anything super physical on the trip, so I never felt like...
Super hungry?
Not like that. Not like famished. We're like, yes, I need a 3x3. Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
Then we got back on the road, got to Nicole's parents' house, and we all passed out pretty quickly.
Right. So the next morning was when we more like caught up. And
yeah, we woke up the next morning. It was freezing cold.
So cold.
It was so cold. That's when we started our adventure. I got donuts that morning.
Did you?
I think that was the first morning. Yeah, that was the first morning. I got donuts.
Oh, we went together to get donuts.
Yeah, after breakfast.
But But why were we? Oh, because we had to go to Target.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. We kind of just got right into it. The main reason we went was for Nicole to pack the. For Nicole to pack the shipping container.
Pack a shipping container.
I jokingly say that because she did most of the work.
Well, we have, yeah, we've contracted out a company to ship all our stuff. So, like, we had all our remaining things, like, in a shipping, storage locker in Turlock. But not all of it was, like, packed, like, securely enough to be shipped, like, overseas. So we needed to go back there and pack everything up properly. And also make an inventory list of everything because they have to, you know, the guys that are going to pick it up and pack it up into the semi-truck and everything have to obviously have the inventory to make sure they have everything and don't lose anything. And then in order to avoid getting taxed on importing all of our goods, we have to have been in the United States within 3 months. So because then, like, your taxes are waived because, you know, you're moving your personal belongings. Yeah, we would not have got that tax exemption unless we went back because you have to show like the stamp in your passport saying like, oh yeah, I just left the United States like on this date within 3 months. So that was the main reason we went back. Then we were like, oh, we'll just make a whole trip of it and visit. And Eduardo worked for his dad so his dad could take some time off. So he
go to Mexico.
Well, I was just going to say, so you got out there and...
Yeah, I got to go...
Put on your...
My coveralls.
Breeder hat again.
Breeder hat again. Still got it. Yeah.
So we had... Yeah, we had like a few days before he started working again where we just kind of were able to relax and spend time with family. And, I mean, all of our family on both sides, other than Eduardo's siblings, like, lives in that area. But all of his siblings came back.
Yeah.
To see us celebrate Gene's second birthday. He turned 2 there. So we had a lot of
family time
and a lot of social engagements, kind of.
We were there for 2.5 weeks, and we saw our families a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we stayed with Nicole's family the whole time. Yeah, so we didn't have to
go out of our way to see them, which was nice.
Yeah, which was nice. Yeah. And then... You know, we went to my grandparents a few nights, went to my dad's house a few nights, and then...
Had, like, a big extended family thing.
A
couple times.
Had dinner with some friends a couple nights, different friends, and then I went out with some friends one night.
I hung out with, like, cousins and stuff and some of my friends and a couple times, like, did some old, like... play dates like we used to do with the kids and my, you know, mom friends. So that was really sweet. And
we didn't really know what to expect when we were going back to Turlock, at least how we would feel.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to feel like, oh, man, I'm so glad I left this place because, like, I don't feel like...
We have that feeling.
We never left that place because we hated it.
Yeah.
So we just didn't know what to expect. And... When we got there, it was like, this is really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's really nice.
I was slightly concerned just, like, with having to do so much as far as, like, packing everything up, seeing all our family, squeezing in time with, like, friends and all sorts of stuff. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, really overwhelming and stressful and way too busy, but it ended up just being, yeah, really nice and...
Yeah.
Hi, honey. You want to come sit with Mama? Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice. You kind of, like, learn, like, how much convenience there is to living in the United States.
Yeah, you kind of forget.
You forget, at least where we live. You know, like, we always say we live kind of, like, a ways away from civilization.
Over here?
Yeah, here in Las Lajas. Yeah, yeah. So, like, there's a lot of, like, the first day, like, Nicole and I, let's just go to Target.
Well, I got groceries delivered. I ordered online at Target and went and picked it up. You know, just all the conveniences. I had ordered a few things from Amazon to have there, and they obviously, you know, came within a day.
Because a lot of the stuff that we have to do here, we have to go an hour away to the big city. Like, you know, like a Target type store wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to go to
And it still doesn't have everything that we're like used to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like adjusting what.
So we just like drove her to Target, pulled in, went to Target, got everything I needed. And it was, oh, let's go get some donuts. So we drove her to go get some donuts. And we're kind of just, windows were down, enjoying the cool air.
Yeah.
And just nice. Kind of like, oh, this is really nice and easy. And
like all the things that we loved about Turlock, we got to go. Do those. Like, we went to the strawberry stand. We ate so many strawberries. We got linguica. We went to the farmer's market. We went to the old used bookstore and the antique stores that we love.
Ate a lot of Mexican food.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, other stuff other than food that we did.
I just wanted to go back for food.
So having family around that, like, you can go to their house and they'll cook dinner for you, you know? Like, we have to take care of ourselves every day now. We can't go over to someone's house for dinner anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one day someone here will invite us over for dinner, but until then, like,
I'm pretty sure none of these retired people want our kids around.
It used to be like maybe once a week or once every couple weeks we'd go to one of our family members' house, you know, for dinner. So just remembering all those sweet things that we, you know, left behind, just kind of brought it all back to our memories. It was hard to think about all that when we were in the throes of packing and leaving and moving and the stresses of all that, making sure we had a paperwork and all that. And then everything that's happened since we've been here, I haven't spent a lot of time reminiscing about Turlock necessarily. So
yeah,
it was a nice reminder of just, yeah, why we loved it. And, you know, like Eddie said, we didn't leave it because we hated it.
We ate so much food. I gained around 13 pounds while I was down there. A lot of Burrito Supremes. A lot of taco truck, a lot of In-N-Out cheeseburger.
Is it raining?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
It's going to. A lot of In-N-Out cheeseburger.
Get all the towels down, please, over on the line. And
donuts.
Tons of strawberries.
Tons of strawberries.
Like, the strawberries were so sweet and delicious, and there's just not strawberries here.
Grocery stores had stuff that, like roast beef is not very... People don't eat a lot of sandwiches down here, so, like...
Yeah, so getting, like, nice... A good sourdough bread from the store and roast beef just to make simple sandwiches is, like, something we just don't... Can't really do here ever.
Yeah.
We just literally... Can't. I have to make the bread.
Yeah.
It's hard to find roast beef. Like, I got some beef from a friend of ours who has a farm from Burroughs Farms. And the ground beef just to make, like, patties for the boys and stuff. And then I got some other, like, soup bones and stuff to make broth because I wanted to have some broth, especially since it was cold. But I made ground beef patties a few times, like, for lunch, and the ground beef was just amazing. And, like, so dark red and, like, good fat in it. Here they just, like, they don't put enough fat in the ground beef, so it's just not, like, juicy enough. It was just, I mean, just a patty with salt and pepper was just delicious. And I already said, yeah, we got a lot of linguica. Definitely they don't have that here. Silva's linguica. Jude loves that.
No Portuguese here.
No Portuguese.
I don't think we met a Portuguese, have we?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Or an Azorean.
Yeah, Nicole's only Azorean here.
The only one.
So.
The boys had a blast, like, playing with their cousins and playing in the front yard and playing with all the toys that my parents have. And it was, like, cold, so we had, like, they each had, like, one jacket that they could wear. And but I mean, the sun was always shining. It was just, like, perfect weather there. It was really nice. And my parents went to a lot of trouble to, like, make the house, like, really comfortable for us, you know? Like, they, like, decluttered and, like, made us each our own, like, room. And we kept joking that it was, like, they should open an Airbnb because it was so nice. And they, like, set up a sitting area in the backyard for us and, like, got us new sheets, set up, like, a TV in the bedroom for me and Eddie. And
yeah, it was, like, it was really, I mean,
it was, like, too
it
nice.
It was amazing. It was, like, great. Like, they were so nice and perfect.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course you always have someone there, whether it was my mom or my dad or my sister, to, like, oh, we got to run out real quick. Can the boys stay here? You know, like, the built-in, like, childcare.
Yeah.
And someone they, like, love and want to be with. And, yeah, like I said, lots of bike rides with my mom. And Jude got to do like shopping trips with my dad and went on some bike rides with my mom, played with the cousins. And then, yeah, lots of good food and family time with Eddie's family. His brother, we got to meet his brother's girlfriend. His brother and his girlfriend came and brought In-N-Out. We had In-N-Out, what, like five times,
I think? I think like five times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had taco truck like, I had it like four or five times. Nicole had it like twice, I think, or three times.
I only had it twice. The one burrito you got me and then the other tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. We were, there's some stuff that were like,
oh yeah, disappointment.
Disappointed. And then some stuff was like, oh, this is exactly how I remember it. And then, like at first the burritos, I was kind of like, oh man, what's going on with these burritos? They look a little smaller and like they're less meat and they're way more expensive. And, I was like, oh man, something going on. They changed because, you know, the whole inflation thing and things are changing over there. And then I went to another taco truck and it was an extra 50 cents and I had it and it was like, this is what I remember. I should have just came here.
I didn't go on that time, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was one of the nights Nicole was gone. Yeah, so we ate a lot of food. We kind of just stuck with the stuff that we just wanted to eat and kind of pigged out because we know we weren't going to have it for a while. Mm-hmm. So I had no guilt eating so much In-N-Out or taco truck or donuts or anything like that. Cause like donuts, you would think they would be down here cause it's such a simple idea, but there's not any donut shops down here.
No.
Come on.
Were you playing in the dirt?
So yeah, that was kind of our trip. And then it was time to go back to Panama.
Well, we packed up everything and that was not as hard as I expected either. I kind of got a nice process down. We'd go to the storage unit, bring a bunch of stuff home. I'd go through everything and then I'd like make sure it was all packed nicely. And then we wrapped everything with this like packing plastic wrap, basically like this giant roll of plastic wrap, just cause everything was in totes pretty much. And just so it would stay closed. And then like label it and put it in my inventory list that I created. And then we take that back and bring a new load back. So I did everything at my parents' house. So I wasn't like sitting in the hallway at the storage unit place doing that. So that even went smoother than I expected. And I thought I was going to like throw away a bunch of stuff or get rid of a bunch of stuff. But basically everything we have kept is stuff even now after being here and knowing what we need and how our life will be a little bit more. I kept. So that kind of made me feel better about, you know, I did a good job before we left of really necessities.
When we loaded up the storage unit, she did a really good job of like, okay, we probably won't need this. We can throw this away. And
yeah. I mean, I was going through, we had like 10 boxes of kitchen stuff, which was like the most. And all of it, I was like, no, we'll need this, we'll need that. I mean, I didn't keep all our like dishes and cups and stuff like that, but like other tools that just are hard to find here and different pots and pans and special stuff. I got like emotional going through it, just thinking of all the meals we had in our kitchen in Turlock and, you know, cooking and eating and hosting and family dinners and meals was a huge part of our life, you know? And it just brought back a lot of memories when I was going through all that stuff. And like, that was the one time I got really emotional on the trip. And I told you, remember?
Yeah. I remember you told me that.
Yeah. I was like pulling everything. I was like, oh, I forgot about this like pot or this, serving dish, you know, like farm events and family events and just us five things, you know, even just special, every special dinner that we had was every dinner that we had, I felt like was special. Cause like, most of the time we put a lot of love and thought into our meals. And a lot of times here, I put love into the cooking and stuff, but like, we just have this like little, you know, patio table that we sit at and.
Yeah. It's not really homey.
And Eddie a lot of times doesn't sit because there's not enough space for all of us. And so it just doesn't feel as cozy and it will eventually.
It's a sacrifice we're making to get our home.
Yeah. But yeah. It just made me nostalgic for that.
Yeah, I got emotional in and out. I used the brown wrapper around the cheeseburger to wipe my tears. I missed you, cheeseburger.
Ha ha ha. It was harder to leave than I expected, right? We both were kind of like, I'm in no rush to leave.
It was so comfortable there that, like I said, we're in a really small apartment. And like right now, at this point, we're literally just waiting for our house to be done. Like, yeah. I would say we're like 3/4 done.
Like livable.
Livable.
Right? Not like complete everything.
But, you know, Everything's just a little bit more complicated. So I was like, why don't we just stay here until the house is done?
But at the same time, I was ready to like see our farm again, see the dome. Like,
I was excited
get to back see, and just kind of like get going, kind of. You know? Like, okay, what do we need to do to get in there?
Yeah, because I was getting really excited to work with our cows again.
Yeah.
At the very end. It was a little harder to leave
than we thought.
Which kind of shows, you know, I mean, we truly love Turlock, and you know, we're excited to
and
go
our
back.
Family.
And our family. And we're excited to go back again. But yeah, it was cozy. It was comfortable. It was nice.
I think easy. We'll, it was easy. It was easy. Like easy. It was living easy. Just seems so easy. And like, that's not how it would be if like, obviously when we were there, it was like, okay, you had to like work really hard. And like, we had a lot more stuff to take care of and going on. Like, we didn't have a farm to take care of there. It was just like,
well, that was the thing. When we lived there, it's like, oh, wherever we're at, we have to leave before or after the chickens.
Yeah.
So like, if we leave early, we have to come back to close the chickens. And if if it's a late thing, we can't leave until we close the chickens in.
Yeah.
Or I got to work the next morning or you know, stuff like that.
So it wasn't like real life in Turlock. It was like
just vacation.
Vacation dream life Turlock, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I went to the farmer's market twice.
Yeah. I've literally never been.
I think I went to the farmer's market like once.
Because he had to work every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning. So like, I went twice in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And the farmer's market has gotten really a lot busier.
Yeah.
And it was just like, Turlock's such a, if I was an outsider, I'd be like, man, this place is cute. We should move here.
Yeah, we should move here. You don't think about it when you're there. You're like, this place is a dump.
The only thing that like I really noticed was just kind of like the loudness and the busyness of everything, just like restaurants and stores, and you know, there's just a lot more going on.
There's a lot more people.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot more people, a lot more houses, like just everything's crammed together. And whereas here it's just like, it's quiet, it's open, there's space, there's wildness, you know, the reasons we moved here. But like, you see those contrasts a lot more going back. And
when you go back, parking lots are full, you know, just a lot more activity.
People drive a lot faster.
People drive a lot
faster. We were driving like Panama style, like very slow.
The top speed on the freeway here is 100 kilometers,
which is
like 55, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's the top speed.
In the fastest zones. Yeah.
That's in the fastest zones. If you go any faster than that, you will get a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Which I did on the way back home. but over there, it's, you know, it's, you're driving 50 through town sometimes.
Yeah, on the bigger roads. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just everything, it's a lot, but it's also a lot smoother over there.
Yeah, the traffic. I mean, they just have, it's a little more efficient.
A little bit better planned road planning.
My parents drove us back to the airport. The flight back was the overnight one, which actually, even though me and Eduardo were tired, like it was a lot easier for the boys. They just slept.
Yeah, the kids just
left
the whole.
So it was quiet.
And then on the way back, we kind of got that sudden jolt of energy of being back in Panama when we drove back.
It was the worst drive ever.
That,
let's not do too much detail because it's already been really long, but like,
but
it felt like an eternal drive back.
We got there at like 5 in the morning. And we're like, okay, we'll be out of the city by like 7:30.
Yeah, because the plane landed early and we're like, oh, sweet, we're getting an early head start on the drive home.
And Panamanian Customs goes really quick because they have three lines, one for Panamanians, one for tourists, and one for
residents.
Residents like us. We're not Panamanian, but
we're
still.
What are they called?
Extranjeros.
Yeah.
So it's actually like really quick. So we got in and out really quick out of the.
Careful.
The customs and everything were like, oh, wow, we're doing really good. Got the car, started going.
Immediately got attacked by mosquitoes when we were waiting for Eddie to bring the car back. Because
I parked at a parking lot, a long-term parking, and Nicole's like, oh, I'll just wait out here. I'm like, okay. Got the car, drove back.
We were standing outside the airport getting destroyed by mosquitoes. Yes. I didn't expect mosquitoes right outside the airport.
So yeah, they were going to...
It's not like there was a lake right there.
So I like roll up and Nicole's like, just like, get me in. And so we finally got on the road and then we got to the city.
We were expecting to stop for like coffee or food, but there was just nothing. We just kept driving for like 3 hours before we...
Yeah, there's nowhere easy to pull in. That's the problem.
No, Jeannie. No.
So we finally drove through the city and there's two bridges, the Puente de las Americas and the Puente Centenario. Puente de Americas is the one on the front of the canal, of the entrance of the Pacific Ocean. And the Puente Centenario is a little bit farther. It's in the backside of Panama City that goes over the canal too. You need to cross them to get to the other side of Panama.
You have to cross the bridge to get to the other side of the city to get out of the city. Yeah.
So we're driving through the city, busy. We're like, that's kind of what we expected. Cross the bridge, keep going. Then all of a sudden, like, there's like all this traffic. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know. It was like going into one lane. There was people driving on the wrong side of the road. There was like cones everywhere. And then we finally realized that bridge we were trying to cross is closed until 8 a.m.
Well, we crossed the bridge, but on the other side of the bridge, they closed off
the road.
The road.
Until 8.
Yeah. So then I like took a detour and I turned back around. And then there's a guy there. He was like, where are you trying to go? And I was like, I'm trying to go to Chiriqui, to our province. I just, very vague. It was like, oh, you got to go to the other bridge. That road's closed. And you look over and just like cars parked everywhere. It's like, we're not going to open the road for another 2 hours or something like that. So if you want to get across, you got to go to the other bridge. And we're like, oh my gosh. So then like the maps, Google Maps didn't know the bridge is that road was closed. So it kept trying to take us back
to that bridge.
So we finally like figured out.
Took like 45 minutes to get back into
Panama City.
Along the canal and then back to the other bridge.
Yeah, and luckily it was kind of an area we're familiar with because we stay there in Albrook that goes along the canal.
Pre-protest.
PTSD. So we just kept driving up and eventually the Google Maps realized like, I'll take them this route instead. Yeah, it took us we probably lost like a good 2 hours.
Doing that.
The first couple hours out of the city are just really busy because there's just like city after city after city after city. And it's just like a lot of traffic. There's a lot of construction because they're making this new train that's connecting all of Panama. So it's just like, that's why it was closed. And then we just kept driving. I don't even know what we ate for breakfast.
I don't remember. Right?
We made sandwiches.
No, we didn't. That was on the way there. Oh, we made sandwiches. Oh, no, we did do sandwiches. We went to Ray and did sandwiches.
Oh, so we didn't eat all the way until we got to Ray.
No, Santiago. Yeah, we didn't eat for five hours.
We didn't eat for like 5 hours.
Because we were just... Well, the boys were like in and out of sleep. And
yeah, so we never pulled over. So we just kind of kept trucking through. And then we pulled over in this town called Santiago, which is like an hour and a half from our house. But yeah, then we finally made it around noon. It was hot, muggy. And we went to the farm that day. We kind of just like... got right back into it.
Well, we wanted to see it.
Yeah.
It took me about a week to like get back into like loving it here. I was just like kind of grumpy and acting, you know, just kind of ungrateful. And I was just like, oh, everything's just so much harder here and complicated and so tiny and blah, blah, blah and da, da, da. And then, slowly as, you know, I prayed about it and just kind of tried to change my heart or ask God to change my heart. At least I was like, okay, no, yes, this is why we like it. And this is nice and it's fine. And we really, like, me and Eddie sat down and made a list, like, how can we make the dome livable and like by August, you know, cause that's when our stuff is arriving. Like, what do we need to do to at least get in there? We can continue to work on it. So like making these like goals, cause we just want to be in like our own home. Like it would just feel so much better to like come back to our own home.
That's the biggest inconvenience we have right now. It's like we're not coming home
to our home. Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming into the rental.
Tiny little apartment rental or whatever. So anyways, now it's fine. And we're, you know, working hard and just living life. And we've been to the beach a few times. And we've found some new We found a new restaurant in David, but I got a little food inspiration and been making a few different meals. We had coconut curry shrimp over rice, which was really bomb. Good. And then we made burgers for Father's Day with like homemade buns. I know this is like all we ever talk about, but like food, it's just like, if you don't have like good food and if you're always worried about what you're going to eat, it like makes life really hard. And like, I feel like I'm always like, okay, what am I going to make for dinner? Like, what do we have? And like, what do I have available? And like, what can we find here? And
well, I was telling Nicole the other night, I was like, outside of like you guys and like surfing, like all I really care about is food.
Yeah.
Like that's all I really care about. Yeah. Like,
just making rice and beans for every meal just isn't really an
whether
option.
It's like eating here or eating when we go out to the United States or, you know, I'm most, it's just, to me, it's about the food. It's always about the food. Like we found a nice, cool place that we found that in David that we
never been to.
Never been to. And it's like,
it was exciting.
Yeah,
it's like a cute little coffee roaster shop with like breakfast and lunch and like really good, really good ingredients in a menu.
Yeah, they had really good bread. Like, Gene didn't eat his bread, and I just, like, I'll eat it. Just destroyed it.
Anyways,
I'm done crying about food.
It's been good.
It's been fine.
Nicole's... We eat and we have good food and it's just a little bit more work, which is fine.
We appreciate
and
it more.
We appreciate that we have the money to buy like lots of food, you know.
Yes.
We need to be grateful for that. Yeah. The next few episodes we're thinking about are talking about rainy season here. It's a whole different animal, whole kind of different feel. We've had some actually really nice cool days.
Yeah, I didn't think those were possible here.
Yeah, which was really, really nice. Rainy season, we'll do like a dome slash farm. Yeah, dome update. And I thought there was one more thing. Maybe those are the two main ones that we're thinking of. So a few more episodes and then we'll probably wrap up season two and take a little break until maybe that way we can get settled in our house. And then after that, hopefully start recording in the dome, which is going to have some good
acoustics.
I'll do some opera songs for you guys. Some Ave Marias.
Yeah, we're getting close to the dome.
It's really exciting. It's like looking more and more done every time we go there. And I'm starting to think about like final touches, like plaster and bathtubs and windows and doors that are started and all that kind of stuff. But we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah. We'll get into the dome stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, so California was nice. I'm actually like looking forward to the next time we get to go back and have a visit.
Yeah. We'd like to make it a yearly thing.
Yeah.
Try to.
Yeah. Because we're so... have so much money to buy those flight tickets.
Yeah, obviously once we're established, we go once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, there's thunder. All right. Thanks for listening. That was our California trip extravaganza episode.
I miss you in and out.
You want to say anything, Jude?
Bye.
Ciao. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Panna Familia podcast.